You're listening to SBS News.
As opposition leader Bill Shorten began his address at Labour's national conference in Adelaide, a small group of climate change and refugee activists stormed the stage. They called on Labour to stop the Adani coal mine in Queensland and end offshore processing on Nauru and Manus Island. ALP National President Wayne Swan urged the protesters to leave.
Okay, we'll call for the escorts. Can I just make this point? We're Australia's oldest political party. We have a proud history of democracy. We all understand the right to protest, but that doesn't involve the right to drown out the leader of the opposition in the most important speech. So could you please leave the stage?
Some activists had to be dragged away by security while Mr. Shorten accepted a Stop Adani flag from one protester.
Friends, I know these people are well-intentioned, but the only people they're helping is the current government of Australia. And I would say to everyone gathered here that I've waited as opposition leader for the next election for 5 years and 2 months, and if I've got to wait a couple of more minutes, well, I just will.
Labour Treasury spokesman Chris Bone has responded to questions over how activists managed to storm the stage. He says the party runs an open conference.
You're all welcome to come to our conference. Now, that means it has the odd thrill and spill. I don't know who those protesters were. I doubt they're members of the Labour Party. But we have an open, transparent process, unlike the Greens and all the Liberals, for that matter.
But protester, whistleblowers, activists and Citizens Alliance spokeswoman Sam Castro says it has been a distressing experience.
We got up on stage with a banner that said we'd like the ALP to stop playing politics with people's lives and close the camp. We were removed from the stage in the room, and then we left the building of our own volition with AFP police. And then local police showed up and I was basically assaulted and handcuffed and have spent the last 2.5 hours in a jail cell.
While protest action delayed proceedings, the conference soon rolled out key policy areas. Mr. Shorten says Australia's environment laws would be rewritten if Labour wins next year's election. He says the new Environment Act and the Environmental Protection Agency would preserve oceans, rivers, coasts, native species and bushland. The agency would conduct public inquiries and provide advice to the Environment Minister within a clear decision-making and enforcement framework. But Wilderness Society SA Director Peter Owen says Labour's climate policy will become irrelevant if the influence of fossil fuels is not contained. Australian Youth Climate Coalition spokeswoman Kelly Elbion agrees.
What we are looking for, though, is environment laws for a 21st century that make sure fossil fuels get left in the ground, like Adani's coal mine up in Queensland, and we won't be settling for anything less.
Labor says if elected, it will implement the biggest national housing program since the Second World War. Labour leader Bill Shorten has announced the $6.6 billion plan to boost affordable housing stock over 10 years.
A Labour government will build 250,000 new affordable homes. for low-income working families, for key workers like nurses, police, carers and teachers, and for the fastest-growing group of Australians at risk of loneliness and homelessness, women over 55, voiceless in the political debate until today.
The Labor leader says under the plan, low-income renters can expect to save up to $90 a week. Labour Senator Doug Cameron says the move will give young Australians a fair go in the housing market.
Housing is one of the biggest factors in intergenerational inequality. You only have to ask young people now who are trying to enter the housing market. This will give young people an opportunity to rent at about 20% below the market rate, give them an opportunity to save for a house, to own a house in the future.
Labour has also promised to crack down on employers who don't pay workers superannuation. Mr. Shorten pledged to make superannuation part of the National Employment Standards, Australia's minimum workplace entitlements. Labour's financial services spokeswoman Claire O'Neill says they will target bosses who rip off their staff.
We are going to make some increases to penalties to dodgy bosses who intentionally underpay their workers' superannuation, and we are going to work much more closely with the Australian Taxation Office to make sure that they are meeting their obligations to these workers who are entitled to that superannuation and entitled to get it back when it's not paid to them.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's underwhelmed by Labour's vision.
A shortened government will be a rerud of the previous Labor government. I mean, they're doing a rerud on policies I see of failed experiments they ran last time on housing. They're going to roll out the Rudd carpet when it comes to border protection policies again. We've seen that. I mean, they've already made a decision here in this building to change border protection policy.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.